بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلاة الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذريته وأهل بيته ومن تبعهم بإحسان ومن دعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. It's a bit of a long hadith this. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا قعودا حول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعنا أبو بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما في نفر فقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من بين أظهرنا فأبطأ علينا وخشينا أن يقتطع دودنا وفزعنا فقمنا فكنت أول من فزع فخرجت أبتغي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى أتيت حائطا للأنصار لبني النجار فدرت به هل أجد له بابا فلم أجد فإذا ربيع يدخل في جوف حائط من بئر خارجة والربيع الجدول قال فاحتفزت فدخلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أبو هريرة فقلت نعم يا رسول الله قال ما شأنك قلت كنت بين أظهرنا فقمت فأبطأت علينا فخشينا أن تقتطع دوننا ففزعنا فكنت أول من فزع فأتيت هذا الحائط فاحتفظت كما يحتفز الثعلب وهؤلاء الناس ورائي فقال يا أبا هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وأعطاني عليه فقال اذهب بنا علي هاتين فمن لقيك من وراء هذا الحائط يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله مستيقنا بها قلبه فبشره بالجنة فكان أول من لقيت عمر فقال ما هاتان النعلان يا أبا هريرة قلت هاتان على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثني بهما من لقيت يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله مستيقنا بها قلبه بشرته بالجنة فضرب عمر بين ثديي فخرجت لإستي فقال ارجع يا أبا هريرة فرجعت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فجهشت بالبكاء وركبني عمر وإذا هو على أثري فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما لك يا أبا هريرة قلت لقيت عمر فأخبرته بالذي بعثتني به فضرب بين ثديي ضربة خررت لإستي فقال ارجع فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا عمر ما حملك على ما فعلت قال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بأبي أنت وأمي أبعدت أبا هريرة بن عليك من لقي يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله مستيقنا بها قلبا بشره بالجنة قال نعم قال فلا تفعل فإني أخشى أن يتكل الناس عليها فخلهم يعملون فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فخلهم رواه مسلم. So this is a riwayat that is narrated through the authenticity of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that once we were sitting around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there were some sahaba, we were all sitting, and from amongst the sahaba, myself, Hazrat Abu Bakr was there, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was also there. So very prominent sahaba were sitting with Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Then what happened was, فَقَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَظْهُرِنَا All of a sudden, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام left us. So we were sitting, many of us, I was there, Hazrat Abu Bakr was there, Hazrat Umar was there. All of a sudden, the Prophet left us. He didn't tell us where he was going. And he just left us. فَأَبْطَعَ عَلَيْنَا We waited, but he didn't come back. And it took him a while. He's not back. فَخَشِينَا So we started having this worry, this concern, this fear. أَيُّقْتَتَعَ دُونَنَا That because the Prophet ﷺ has left alone, he must be alone. He may have been targeted, he may have become a victim, he may have been troubled because he is alone. He may have been harassed and troubled by the disbelievers. That's why he's not returning back. Now, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, وَفَزِعْنَا So we had this worry and concern and this fear. فَقُمْنَا So we stood up. فَكُنْتُ أَوَّلَ مَنْ فَزِعَ. Abu Huraira says, I was the first one to have this worry in my heart. So I was the first one to get up. Now my dear brothers, this was something that was in the blood of the Sahaba. The love of the Prophet Ali Salatu Salam. And they would not even imagine or want that the Prophet Ali Salatu Salam is pricked with a thorn. And it's a very famous incident of Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he was captured and he was taken to Makkah, Abu Sufyan wanted to take the revenge of those who were killed in the battle of Badr. 70 of the disbelievers were killed in the battle of Badr. So he wanted to take a revenge. So Hazrat Khubayb was caught. And Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu was assassinated. But the way he was assassinated was very ugly, very fatal, very vicious, very painful way. Abu Sufyan said to 70 archers that you stand around Khubayb radiallahu anhu. And he was tied on a palm tree trunk. So he was tied on a tree trunk and 40 archers all around. Just imagine, brothers, with arrows and spears. Abu Sufyan, before he instructed the archers to throw the spears and target him, he said to Khubayb radiallahu anhu, Khubayb, what do you think? What if I let you go? Do you wish that the Prophet was in your place and you would be set free? Do you wish that the Prophet was in your place and you would be set free? He goes, Wallahi, I would not want that I would be comfortably in my house, in a comfort, and the Prophet ﷺ is even pricked with a thorn. Even pricked with a thorn. 40 archers then went commanded to throw the spears and the arrows. You know, if you have a carrot and you have a slicer, and how the carrot would be sliced into little pieces, or a cucumber, that's how his body was sliced, brothers. 40 people, not one arrow, several arrows by every archer. The last thing he said before he died and before, until he had the strength, Ya Allah, pass my salams to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in Medina, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam instantly was sent. And he said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khubayb is sending you salams. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, wa alayka salam ya Khubayb. Upon you mercy and peace also, O Khubayb. Then he informed the Sahaba that your brother Khubayb has been murdered and assassinated. Hazrat Ali was once asked, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that give us an explanation of your love with Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Ali says, Wallahi, he is more beloved to us than he is more beloved to me than my father, my parents, my children, and my wealth, and than of cold water in a hot summer day. Not only this was the claim, but they manifested what they said, brothers. Today we claim, but our actions are contrary to what we claim. What is the sign of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu demonstrating his claim that when Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam migrated, he told Hazrat Ali to sleep in his bed. That was a very dangerous place to sleep. Why? Because people would think that it is the Prophet. They would immediately break the door and attack, thinking it was the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But obviously, whatever was written in Muqaddar, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was given the hifazat from Allah for protection. And he knew that Ali will reach me back in Madinatul Munawwara. But Ali radiallahu anhu didn't know this. He slept in the bed, which, my dear brothers, was a place of total risk. But based on the hukam of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that if I obey the command of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, for surely Allah will grant me security and safety. So these were the brothers, how could they ever imagine that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would ever come into any form of pain or difficulty? So Hazrat Abu Huraira says, immediately I got up. And I was the first one to get up. He says, فَخَرَرْتُ أَبْتَغِي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. One sahabi comes and he says, Ya Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, in this dunya we see you and we feel that happiness and we have the solace and the feeling of comfort. Sometimes I am at home, he goes, I am at home and I miss you. So I come in your company and see you. And I earn that solace by looking at you. Then he says, Prophet of Allah, you know one thing I have in mind which bugs me, that when you die, I will also die one day. Then after the day of Qiyamah will occur, you will go into Jannah. Allah gives me Jannah as well, inshallah. But your rank in Jannah will be very high. My rank in Jannah will be much lower than yours. What good is there in Jannah without your ziyarat? What good there is in Jannah without your ziyarat? You will be at the high rank, I will be at the lower rank, I will not be able to see you. What good is Jannah without your visit, without your ziyarat, without seeing you? Immediately Allah Ta'ala sent down the verse, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ. If you obey Allah and His Prophet, Allah will resurrect you amongst those مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. So my dear brothers, this was the love. Hazrat Abu Huraira says, I went out up the Rasul alayhi salatu salam to search for Rasul alayhi salatu salam. حَتَّى أَتَيْتُ حَائِتًا لِلْأَنصَارِ لِبَنِ النَّجَارِ. Until I came to a garden which belonged to the qabila and the tribe of Banu Najjar, they were from the Ansar. So I went, I ran, I came to a garden, and this garden had a boundary wall. So I came to that garden which had a boundary wall. Hazrat Abu Huraira says, فَدُرْتُ بِهِ هَلْ أَجِدُ لَهُ بَابًا فَلَمْ أَجِدْ. I went round and round and round that garden from the outside boundary wall, looking for the gate to go in, assuming that the Prophet will be inside this garden. Because I'm going round and round, I can't see the gate. There was a gate, he couldn't see it. Why? Because of the worry and the concerns. Do you know a person stressed and he's got something that's overtaken his mind? If you're driving on a motorway and something's worrying you and bothering you, you miss the exit. It's not that the exit wasn't there. The exit was there, but you missed it because your mind was occupied elsewhere. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu's mind, sometimes, you know, we're thinking of someone comes and they do salam, and we don't respond. And you didn't reply to my salam. Wallah, I didn't even know that you came to me. I didn't even know that you were sitting next to me. Why? Because I had something that was bugging in my mind. Something had overtaken my mind and my worry that had overtaken me. And I didn't even realize. So exactly as it Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, that I went around and around the garden, hal ajidu lahu baban, do I find a gate to enter? Falam ajid. I was in such a worry, I couldn't even find the gate. Then he says, فَإِذَا رَبِيعٌ يَدْخُلُ فِي جَوْفٍ حَائِتٍ مِنْ بِئْرٍ خَارِجَةٍ. There was a hole that the water from outside was entering into the garden. So there was a hole on the bottom side of the wall, where water from a stream and a well was entering into the garden. So there was a little hole, like for the drain. وَالرَّبِيعُ الْجَبَّلْ قَالَ فَاحْتَفَزْتُ فَدَخَلْتُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ عَلَىٰ. So I entered through that hole. And I shrinked my body like a fox and entered through the hole. And now I'm inside the garden. So I had the entry through that little hole. And there I saw Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam sitting. So when the Prophet saw me, he said to me, Abu Huraira, yani anta Abu Huraira? Is it you, Abu Huraira? فَقُلْتُ نَعَمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. I said, yes, it's me, O Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sensed the feeling of worry and concern and fear on Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the Prophet asked Abu Huraira, مَا شَأْنُكَ? Why are you looking so worried, O Abu Huraira? Why are you looking so worried, O Abu Huraira? He says, كُنْتَ بَيْنَ أَظْهُرِنَا, O Prophet of Allah, you were sitting in front of us. فَقُمْتَ, you stood up. فَأَبْتَأْتَ عَلَيْنَا, and you didn't return back. It took you a while. فَخَشِينَ أَن تُقْتَطَعَ دُونَنَا. We had this worry and concern that because you are alone, you may have become a victim and a prey of the disbelievers. They may have attacked you. فَفَزِعْنَا, we all became worried. فَكُنْتُ أَوَّلَ مَنْ فَزِعَ, I was the first one to have this worry in my heart. فَأَتَيْتُ هَذَا الْحَائِد, so I came to this garden. فاحتفظت كما يحتزب الثعلب, I entered through the hole like a fox would enter. وهؤلاء الناس ورائي, and others are behind me. يعني أبو بكر, عمر, they are also coming behind me. فقال يا أبا هريرة, the Prophet said, O Abu Huraira, وأعطاني نعلي, the Prophet then gave him his footwear, the sandals he was wearing. So the Prophet gave me his footwear. And he said, "Oh, Abu Huraira, idhab bina alayya hatain. Abu Huraira, take this footwear. Take it with you. فَمَنْ لَقِيَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ هَذَا الْحَائِطِ يَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُسْتَيْقِنًا بِهَا قَلْبًا فَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. Take this footwear. Take my footwear and go. Whoever meets you outside this garden, that they testify with the depths of the heart, with ikhlas and sincerity, that there is none worthy of worship but Allah, give him the glad tidings of Jannat." So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he goes. And as soon as he leaves, what happens is, he says, "Fakana awwala man laqitu Umar." So I went out of the wall boundary. Is there anybody there? I see Umar, because they were also behind me. Umar is the first person to see me. Now Umar is a big guy. He was about 8 foot. Hazrat Abu Huraira was a weak person from Ashabi Sufa. Ajib. Abu Huraira didn't even find food to eat, my dear brothers. Abu Huraira was from the Sufa. So you can imagine his weakness, and Umar is a big man, 8 foot. So Hazrat Abu Huraira says, "Fakana awwala man laqitu Umar." Hazrat Umar was the first one to see me. Umar saw the footwear in my hand. He said, "Abu Huraira, mahatan in alan. What are you doing with the footwear? What's this in your hand? What are you doing with this footwear? Whose shoes are they?" Abu Huraira said, "Hatani na'ala Rasulillahi sallam. These are the shoes of Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Ba'athani bihima. He sent me with these shoes. So whosoever I meet, testifying that is none worthy of worship but Allah, I would give him the glad tidings of Jannah." Now, why do you think that the Prophet gave him the footwear? Why? What was the reason? So the ulama have written, so whoever Abu Huraira would give this glad tidings to, that person would be assured that this is the information of the Prophet ﷺ, as Abu Huraira has an ID. He's got the Prophet's shoes. He's got the Prophet's footwear. That means he's coming from the Prophet ﷺ, and the footwear is a sign that he has just come from the Prophet ﷺ. So these are the words of the Prophet. So the Prophet is giving him as something like an identity. This is the identity that you are coming from my behalf. Take my shoes. Okay, why footwear? Why shoes? Could have given him his amama. Could have given him his chadar. Could have given him his kurta. The ulama have written the reason why Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam gave his footwear is to let us know that your success will only be if you follow the footsteps of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. If you stay on the guidelines, the footsteps, every walk and every talk of your life has to imitate exactly what Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam had taught us. Follow the footsteps of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Now what happens? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he is told that these are the footwear of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and Abu Huraira is there to give the glad tiding, what does Hazrat Umar do? What is his response? فَضَرَبَ عُمَرُ بَيْنَ ثَيَّيَّ فَخَرَرُتُ لِإِسْتِي. Hazrat Abu Huraira says, as soon as I gave this information to Hazrat Umar, he pushed me away. I fell on my back. He pushed me away. Hazrat Umar was a big person. He had quwwah and energy. Abu Huraira was very weak. So obviously, not that he must have pushed him very hard, slightly pushed him because of his strength and Abu Huraira's weakness. Abu Huraira says, فَقَرَرْتُ لِإِسْتِي. I fell on my buttocks. I fell on my back, on my buttocks. And he said to me, "Irji Abu Huraira." Abu Huraira, go back. You don't need to give such a glad tiding to the people. Abu Huraira says, فَرَجَعْتُ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ عَلِيْسَ. I went back to the Prophet and do it quickly. فَأَجْهَشْتُ بِالْبُكَى. I went to the Prophet. I started crying. And Hazrat Umar is also coming behind me now. The Prophet said to Abu Huraira, "Abu Huraira, why are you crying for?" He says, "O Prophet of Allah, I met Umar. I told him what you told me to tell everybody, of giving them the glad tiding of Jannah. As soon as I gave Hazrat Umar the glad tiding, he hit me such a hit and he pushed me in such a manner, I fell on my buttocks, and he told me to return back." Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Umar had already come now. The Prophet said, "O Umar, why did you do this to Abu Huraira? Why did you do this to Abu Huraira?" Hazrat Umar said, "Ya Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, may my parents be sacrificed over you. Did you really send Abu Huraira with your footwear, that whoever he meets, testifying that none is worthy of worship but Allah, with ikhlas, he gives him the glad tiding of Jannah?" The Prophet said, "Yes." Hazrat Umar said, "Fala, O Prophet, don't do this. Don't do this. Why? Because I fear people will just rely on the kalima and let go of the a'mal. People will just sit on the kalima and they will let go of a'mal saliha. So they will think, I'm reading the kalima, it's fine, I'll go into Jannat. So they'll forget the namaz, they'll forget the other ma'amulat, they'll forget the mu'amulat and the mu'asharat and the akhlaqiyat. Islam is obviously kalima, but there it comes with a lot of responsibilities. It's a package. So they'll just rely on the kalima and let go of a'mal salihah. فَقَلِّهِمْ يَعْمَلُونَ O Prophet of Allah, please, allow them to continue their a'mal. Don't give them this glad tiding at this moment of time. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Umar, you're right. فَقَلِّهِمْ Let them go. Let them continue a'mal. Now, why do you think the Prophet didn't know this hikmah? Why did the Prophet not understand this hikmah that it is not the right time to tell the people about this glad tiding as people are new to Islam, people have just accepted Islam, let them carry on the a'mal? Because Rasulullah was engrossed so much in the rahmat of Allah. He was deeply dived. He had dived into the rahmat of Allah. Yani the rahmat of Allah had overcome him. The rahmat of Allah had overcome him, and he forgot this hikmah that it's not the right time that we should give such a glad tiding to the people. When Hazrat Umar reminded Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he understood the hikmah immediately. He goes, Umar, you know something, you are quite right. Let's not tell the people about this at the moment. Otherwise, people may let go of a'mali salihah. Let them continue amal because people are new into Islam. People are still coming into Islam. Let them not just rely on the kalima, but let them continue a'mal. And Hazrat Umar, brothers, it is said that ittaqu min firasatil mu'min fa innahu yanduru binuril iman. Fear the firasat of a believer as he sees with the nur of iman. Hazrat Umar had this. He used to see with the vision of iman. Many incidents of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam changed his opinion based on the qawl of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What Umar said, the Prophet changed his opinion. Many. This is one of the things. Allah had given him the firasat of iman. You know, once Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu sent a governor to a place in Iraq and people complain about the governor. Hazrat Umar said, is my firasat wrong? People complaining about my governor. And then he found that it was just false accusation. And he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that my selection was correct. People were just falsely bringing the accusation on the governor that I had selected. Many occasions, the parda, azwaj mutahharat, sometimes people used to enter the house of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Umar said, O Prophet of Allah, you've got azwaj mutahharat, people come to you, they just openly enter your house to ask you questions, masail and fatwa, and they ask you different things. How can they enter your house when there's azwaj mutahharat in your house? Immediately Allah ta'ala sent the hukum of parda. Many things, brothers. So this was the firasat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Prophet said to Hazrat Abu Huraira, okay, right, it's not the right time to give people such a glad tiding, but a person who has this kalima and he reads the ikhlas, definitely one day he will enter into Jannat. But one should not just rely on the kalima and then let go of amal, thinking, I'm going to go into Jannat anyway. Why, brothers, we don't know how long a person will stay in Jahannam. We don't know how long a person will stay in Jahannam. We don't want to stay in Jahannam even for a minute. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ A person who is saved from Jahannam, from the time go and enter into Jannat, he is the true successful person. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true success, save us from Jahannam, from start, and allow us the entry into Jannah through his father, inshallah. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanAllah.